Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. We're going to be live streaming. Hopefully everybody got their invite. That's been a challenge. I mean, I followed their instructions and people are still not getting the notice. So what I figured I'm going to be doing now is just going to open up the show, keep it shut, send the link that they give me from the show here, and then get it out. It seems like the best what works or is working. So far, I already got three people in. Welcome to the show. I didn't get a chance to. I'm probably going to do a show tomorrow with the links regarding to the drought that we're seeing on the planet. I want everybody to start thinking about water. You know, thinking about water, thinking about distilled water, reverse osmosis water, water that you can distill, because they're showing maps of places across the planet. Now, whether they're legit or not, I don't know. But I do know Nestle's was stealing water out of the Great Lakes in Michigan and other places in the world, where they show you these land masses are drained of their water. They're showing water tables have been diminished. And we got all this heat going on in China and in, you know, Russia and everywhere else. A lot of this heat coming down is not from the sun. It's coming from them firing these radar beams across the planet. Hey, Virginia, how you doing? You made it. You're not mad at me. We got this grid above the planet. You know, Alana Freeland's done the research on it. And like I said, she's head and shoulders above everybody as far as this is concerned. And in regard to ground wave and the towers and the, you know, all the different frequencies that we're being hit with, these cell phones, all this radiation is been accumulative. And we are being fried with radiation. Okay, if you look at the radar maps that I have told everybody to go look at, you're seeing in Michigan and Ontario, especially Michigan and Ontario. I don't know what it is with these two areas here, but we're just getting effing hammered with this radiation. The only thing that I could conclude about reason why they chose Michigan and Ontario is because we have the oldest workforce in North America: Michigan, Ontario, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, and Pennsylvania. Most highly skilled and highly trained and aging workforce. And they got to get rid of all these people that are going to retire. That's my speculation on that. That's what it looks like to me. Got these smart meters on everybody's houses. They're also emitting radiation. I had to go put a mesh over mine and spike a ground in the ground because the thing was frying me, literally. And I got, and you're, some of you may have smart meters on your gas meter as well. Everything around us is a hijack. Everything. Now we got a water shortage going on. A major, major water shortage going on. Okay? And they said the future wars would be fought over water. Yet here, there was some kind of report years ago that the water from the Great Lakes is being siphoned out and sent to China. Being sent to China. Then they're bottling that water and bringing it back to the United States and selling it back to us. Why are we buying our own fresh water back from China? Nestle's is the one doing this. Why are we supporting Nestle's? So they want to take away your money. They want to take away your access to your money. This whole bullshit about digital currency, that's nothing but pure bullshit, all of it. We're not... It's all about control, and it's all about corporate banking control, a fascist system or a corporocracy, or heading more toward a totalitarian system. And the only way you're going to be able to get around that if you're in the system is if you got money to buy your way out. You know. Yeah. So if you got a smart meter being installed, you might want to put a mesh around it and then ground it so that the radiation levels do not permeate through your house, because they will burn you. Okay, this is all about, again, damage. The heat we're also dealing with, there's one map I use, Wonder something. Let me take a look real fast. Wonder Map. It talks about, it shows you that the planet is on fire. Let's see if I can put that, give me a second. This is what I want to point out to everybody. I'm going to put it here real quick. If you're not familiar with that map, I just put it in the stream here. Take a look at that and click on the fire part that they got on the left side. You'll see an ad, then click on that. It'll remove it, and you'll see fire. And click off the satellite, and you will look at Canada today. There are more fires today than there were yesterday, and it seems like every day more fires are being going on in Canada. Okay, there's no explanation for a lot of those fires. So some things you could say can be attributed to certain things, but some of the things, again, you cannot attribute. And then if you look in the United States, the same thing. And if you look at Australia is being freaking fried. It's the whole northern end is ablaze. You know. So, what are golden? I think that's where you can donate. If you want to donate to the show, Virginia, what are golden beans gifts? I think that's what that's all about. I'm not that familiar with this thing yet. I'm still trying to get the invites out correctly yet. So, and I've tried doing what they said. So now all I'm doing is basically I'm opening up the show, but not going live. Clicking on the link and then just shipping that out. Seems like that seems to be working better. Seems like, anyway. Hold on a second. I got people here also contacting me. Where she go, Laura? So anyway, sure, I don't know what the hell that is. Okay, so you got that. Five new messages. Well, people are still strolling in, which is good. Cool. Alrighty, so a lot of the, if you look at that map, you'll see that the planet is literally being burnt down. South America and Africa especially seem to have a high concentration of fires. Hey, Mel, you made it. Cool. You look at Russia's being, and the only explanation I have with that, those fires and where they're located up in the northern part of Russia and Canada, Alaska, throughout the U.S., might be those satellites that Elon Musk has put up in the air. You know, in the name of whatever bullshit that they told us they're putting them up there for. So I think they're firing beams down. And when you look at another map, I'll put that one up as well. I think everybody needs to pay attention. Hold on a second. So, let me get back to that map. Give me 1 minute. Okay, this is a map and another one here. And everybody needs to pay attention to these radars because we are, like I said, we're getting pounded with these frequencies. And everybody needs to be aware that some of the health issues you're having may not be due to what everyone is telling you according to the gurus out there, because they're not paying attention to radiation, nanotechnology, and frequencies. You're never going to get a resolution on any of this. Okay? None. So keep that in mind. Hey, okay. Susie Lomas made it. Cool. Good. So when we're looking at, Susie, all right. When we're looking at these maps, look at Michigan especially. Michigan is just getting pounded, literally. And where I sit at the very bottom part of the palm, if you will. If you look at Michigan, it looks like a hand with a thumb. Really? What the hell? Oh, maybe that's why. I'm trying to, someone's contacting me, trying to get in. They can't get in. I don't know why. I sent them the link. They're getting all kinds of error messages. Did you guys have any problems getting in with the link I sent you, or how did you get in? So I can, because again, I'm doing everything that I know to do, and I'm, for some reason, people can't find the thing. See what's going on. I just used the app. Okay, what app are you guys using? Because are you using the Podbean Live and go went to Podbean? Once on app, it flags me you're live. Okay. Give me a second. Okay. Okay. So, alrighty. I still haven't figured out how to make this. There's supposed to be some feature on here where you can, give me 1 second. Alrighty. Yeah, you gotta follow the channel. Okay, what we got going on here? You know, like I said, this is what they told me to do. I'm going to see if I can find another live streaming program that's not so complicated. Okay. Give me a second here. Okay. Getting back to the radiation. You look at the Michigan map. When you look at the radiation map for, like I said, Michigan, it's unbelievable what we're seeing going on in Michigan. Okay, I got a person here that can't get in for some reason. I don't know why. Alrighty. If you have an underground shelter that you, but you got to shield it. You have to shield it. In order for that to work, I got a buddy of mine. We were talking Yugoslavia there, and we were talking, and I had a theory. He was already 3 steps ahead, and he had already set up his place. And he got a screen mesh and he grounded it, and he said he's sleeping more peacefully, and he was able to actually retain his dreams. So I, like I said, since I put the mesh over my meters and put a backing behind the gas meter, I actually had a dream that I remembered. I don't know what the significance of it was, but I was dreaming of a Purolator truck. So, and I could actually see the colors and everything. So there is something to it. We'll further look at into this more and more. I am planning on relocating again. My lease is coming up, so now I'm looking for either a place locally or somewhere else. But I'm just right now I'm looking. So the next place I go to, I'm going to set it up. I'm going to set up a similar situation, similar setup. If you're sleeping upstairs in a second floor building or second floor house or unit, you're going to have to create shielding. There is no other way because you are going to get hammered. So when we're looking at the, because again, if you don't block it, there's no stopping it, and you're going to get full on hit. So again, you know, you're going to have to create some sort of barrier between you and where you're sleeping, especially on the second floor. If you're in a basement, again, you're going to have to put on some kind of shielding in order to at least minimize the impact of the radiation coming in. So yeah, anything you can do to do stuff like that. Putting maybe iron spikes around the house will help as well, because when you put iron into the ground, they'll act like an antenna and they'll redirect the energy to the iron. I was even thinking about putting things around top of the roof of a house where you have like spikes that you can put out there to see again if they will take the frequency and then run that into the ground or run it into a pipe or iron pipe, like maybe 100 feet away from the place. We are being constantly barraged with this kind of stuff, and you can see this going on as well. So I'm going to give you another map. I think this one's an earthquake map. I got to find it now. No. Yeah. This map will give you a guide to the earthquakes going around on the planet. This is going along with the biblical prophecies that you'll hear, you know, there'll be earthquakes throughout the planet near the end. And again, if the planet is being bombarded with satellite transmissions from Elon Musk's satellites and the Chinese and the Russians and the Germans and the French and everybody else has got a freaking satellite up there. And if those satellites, because there's so many up there, are impacting the gravitational, the magnetic field of the planet, this may be causing our smart meters worse than 5G. Virginia, smart meters are using 5G. They're using 5G. 5G is a limited range, so it's what it's being used to transfer the data to the hydro companies or electrical companies. So these satellites and the grid that they get up there is affecting the gravitational pull of the planet or the magnetic field of the planet. It can affect the gravitational stresses on the tectonic plates as well. So we're going to probably see more and more of this happening. And as they put more and more pressure on the planet to earthquakes to release their payload, it's going to further put particulate matter into the atmosphere, further causing a diminishment of oxygen levels on the Earth. That's going to cause a lot of problems because these particulate matters are also on a nanoscale. Do metal roofs help with the radiation? They will help depending what type of metal you're using. They will help if they are an iron content. They may actually act as an antenna if you don't have them grounded. So you got to ground them no matter what. If there's just metal up there, then they'll act like an antenna. Sunflowers will help, but not with this. Okay, you got to kind of keep things in perspective, not what you've been hearing on the internet with some of the bullshit some of these people have been telling you. Sunflower absorbs radiation from the sun and other things, but when you're talking ground wave and you're talking 6G and other things, they're not going to do a whole lot. Okay, you have to be able to divert the energy from your environment. Okay, sunflowers don't live with you. Okay, sunflowers are outside. You are in a house or in a dwelling of some kind, so you have to start thinking clearly here, not what they're implying or implementing in your thinking and what's really going on. You have to start recognizing this for what it is. Okay, you live in a house full of electricity all around you. You live in a house where you have if you got a cell phone or one of those portable phones, you got a television. What about copper coils in the ground? Okay, what about copper coils in the ground? How are you gonna hook them up? Is that gonna divert the energy, or is it gonna bring it through the place, through you, and then into the ground? So you gotta kind of think. You're in a box. You gotta put something on the outside, and you gotta be able so that when it hits it, it blocks it from going in. So if it doesn't block it from going in, and you got the coils on the bottom, then the flow of energy is going to go through the roof, through the floor, through the walls, through you, then to the ground. You have to start thinking in correctly here, okay? You want the shielding on the outside so it doesn't go through anything. Or if it does go through, it has minimized its ability to cause damage, okay? You have to, again, you got to think of what you're doing and why you're doing it and what's really going on. You got ground wave, over horizon ground wave frequencies. You got frequencies come from these towers. You got frequencies that are being bounced off of these windmills. You got 5G frequencies, 6G frequencies, 7G frequencies. You got here where I'm at, we got these little black boxes connected. So again, you know, you have to start thinking in terms of what is in your environment now and how to neutralize it. Okay, because again, you're getting more and more. When you look at that cell tower map, the second one I sent you, and you can plug in your state, you can look at your state, you can see how much activity is going on just in the United States alone. It's like somebody's throwing a paintballs at America, you know, and the activation of these paintballs, those are radiations that is being expelled. Yeah, you wouldn't even need the copper. If you're going to do that, you don't even need copper, just iron. If you take iron and pump them into the ground, leave them exposed. You leave them exposed, they'll act like an antenna because an electromagnetic field will attract itself to iron. You don't even need the copper. Yeah, purple LED street lights in the neighborhood are 7G. And they're designed to affect your biochemistry to create an emotional response. You'll see that same purple light in a lot of shows you're watching that will affect that will affect your emotional state of being. If you're watching a show and you notice there's a purple haze in the background somewhere, that's 7G that they're emitting through the monitor that you're using, and it will affect you emotionally. It'll impact your emotions. So, how you doing? Glad you're in. This is why I'm saying everywhere around you is a frequency. You walk into a store, you're getting facial ID'd or body ID'd. You're walking in the store, constant monitoring is going on. You're being exposed with radiation. Okay, so detoxing from radiation is another thing you might want to consider. One of the best ways to detox is using borax and baking soda in a bath to remove radiation from the body. If you're adding other salts like TS trisodium phosphate and or sodium phosphate and Epsom salt, that will help also pull some metals out of the body. Now, it won't pull any nano out of the body unless the nano has been disengaged or it hasn't fully anchored itself. So it can help, but for nano, it's another story. So start thinking in terms of water, okay? Because if they shut the tap or if they kill the power, either way, if you can figure a way to harness the radiation in such a way where you can create electricity with it, you'd be one up on everybody. Same idea. When you have one of these charging units and you just put your phone over the charging unit and it charges the phone, that's because it's emitting an electromagnetic field that will that's pulsing that can charge your lithium battery. Well, if you took the same idea and use the frequencies that they're pumping all the time, you could literally run on free energy from what they're giving you. But again, that radiation over a period of time is accumulative, destroys DNA, destroys cellular integrity, destroys tissue, destroys the mitochondria, and eventually you break down and things start to happen. Cancer, arthritis, diabetes, brain damage, skin damage, nano activation, all kinds of things start to happen. So again, when listening to the gurus out there today, if they're not dealing with radiation and frequencies and nano assembly, then whatever they're selling you is a waste of money, waste of time. And if they're going to sell you nano materials to help you fight off whatever's going on, again, waste of money and toxic. Okay. You have to keep in mind what you're dealing with, how you're dealing with what you're dealing with, and how whatever it is you're dealing with, how it actually works. In order to find a cure or a solution, you have to understand first and foremost why it's there, how did it get there, and what does it do, and how does it do it. That's how you got to start thinking. Okay? That's how you got to start thinking. So again, pay attention. Don't buy something from a goofy guru because they got a name. Don't buy something from a goofy guru that isn't really knowing anything. Okay? If they're just selling your product with because it does this and it does that, does it work? Does it help you in your condition? Is it going to help you in your condition? Hi, Tony. Hey, Tony. I've been getting hell for telling people and to use Dimatius Earth because of the silica and other ingredients, but mainly the silica because I can't be detoxed and will lodge into your organs and can't even cross the blood brain barrier and basically create an antenna. I'm your body for frequency. Can you talk a bit about this, or did I get it wrong? No, you got it right. No, you got it exactly right. As a matter of fact, on a couple of shows, if we go on the Podbean, the shows I've done, I've actually got a couple of links where it actually shows how it can cause genetic damage even. It can damage the sperm, it can damage the egg, and how you can wind up with kids with defects. Dimatius Earth is a nano silica. They'll say it comes from an animal source or whatever. It doesn't matter what the source, it's still a nano component. And it's been sold for over 60 years as some sort of detoxing element. But even in the initial studies, the very beginning, they engaged the studies primarily because they were feeding it to cattle. Cattle, sheep, goat, chicken, ducks, goose, whatever. Pigs, and they found when they started investigating the effect of Dimatius Earth or silica components, they found that it actually was destroying the DNA, and it was causing all kinds of other damage as well. And again, a lot of these other studies I just mentioned. So they quit the study because the study was so damning on the use of silica. A, you have absolutely no mechanism in your body that can break it down. None. There's no way you can break it down. You have no, there's not, you don't have an acid in your body that can break it down. Your hydrochloric acid doesn't break it down. Butyric acid doesn't break it down. Propionic acid doesn't break it down. Lactic acid doesn't break it down. Acetic acid doesn't break it down. Malic acid doesn't break it down. Ascorbic acid doesn't break it down. You know, uric acid doesn't break it down. Your oxalates don't break it down. Nothing breaks it down. Nothing. And when they say it passes through you, it passes through your insides and relocates or translocates through other parts of the body. Then it engages in forming its own crystal. It'll build its own crystals. Matter of fact, when you go to a lot of these rock shops, all that quartz that you're seeing is silica made from the same material. You can grow that. So again, silica next to diamond is one of the hardest materials on the planet. And both diamond and silica, one's a carbon, one's a metal, both are superconductors. And about 9 years ago, they combined a silica component and a carbon component and created a synthetic life with it. It actually reproduces. So when this gets inside your body, it will engage in its own construction. Can you remove? Yeah, you can remove silica from your body. You can use sodium benzoate to remove it. You could use, I think, STS. There's things that will remove it from the system for sure. When you incorporate the silica in your system, it will embed and become conductive. So it can embed in the brain, into the spine, into the spleen, into the liver, you know, into your organs, into the skeletal structure. And I believe that's what's causing the destructive nature of your skeletal system. And when it gets into the brain, just like any other carbon, if it gets into the brain, it becomes a superconductive material. So now you can be a transceiver, literally. So you can hear a voice to skull. You may get different things coming into your head, different thoughts that aren't even yours. You become more attenuated to be a receptor. And it can cause cancer. It will cause cancer. It will be a contributing factor to cancer. So hopefully that answers your question. If you go on independence.podbean.com and you go into, I think it was 3 shows ago where I put in there a couple links regarding to the reproductive system and the effect of silica on the reproductive system. You know. So when you start looking at this and start looking at silica toxicity on genetics, you might be surprised what you're going to find. You know, like I said, just because you have a guru out there with a big name doesn't mean they know anything. You know, these guys are there to make money, and some of them have been put in the position of celebrityhood so they can sell you garbage products that can cause you health issues. It's important that you realize that some of these people are not on your side. They're pretentious. They are, they're there to sell. They're there to weave and deceive. They're there to manipulate. They are there to create a malfunction at the junction. You know. So, like I said, we are no longer living in a world where you have any kind of real ethics or morals. And just because a guy has a network doesn't mean anything either. You know. The onus has always been on the consumer to do your own research, okay? I tell you what to look for and how to look for it. When you're looking at any product, okay, you are going to get the bullshit of the day of that product. It'll put a red S on your chest. You'll leap tall buildings. Bullets will bounce off you. You'll have X-ray vision. You'll run faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. And you'll have all that crap being told to you. You know. So that much you're going to get. But you start looking at the toxicity of some of these things. And then when you look at the studies, when you actually look at the studies, you have to start thinking in terms of how did they conduct the study? Who paid for the study? Has the study been validated or verified? Okay. Because you'll get one group will see one thing, another group will see something else. One group says that this will do this, another group said they didn't see that effect. Who paid for the study? Okay, that's what you start thinking. And when you get that kind of confusion, then you have to look at how the studies were done. Okay, let's look at carbon C60. Carbon C60 was destroying the genetic material of fish and fish eggs. So when they found carbon C60 in the water supply where the aquatics were, it was causing genetic malformations of the genome. So when they did the study again, they took the blame off of carbon C60 and blamed it on something called toluene, a chemical that they used to clean the carbon C60. Now I'm thinking, okay, something's wrong with that right away, because they would have cleaned it. They would have made a thorough job of cleaning it before they would have marketed it, right? But again, they were blaming the toluene. Now, when you sit there and actually examine that, either way, carbon C60 is responsible. Either carbon C60 actually causes genomic damage, or carbon C60 amplified the toluene to cause the damage. Either way, carbon C60 was the problem. But that's not how it's presented. And that's why you have to think when you see studies and you realize, okay, this was in there, so was this. So we know this could do it. So did the carbon C60 then jack up the potency of the toluene? Again, this is something they don't tell you. Again, another product that was out there was called AD Clarity using zeolite. It was used to clean the water table of the Japanese water filtration system. And they sold it as some major panacea of cleaning the water. But what they forgot to tell everybody was that AD Clarity, once it was put into the water system, had to go through a reverse osmosis in order to remove the AD Clarity out of the water, because it had concentrated the toxins so much that if you left it in the water and drank it, it would have poisoned you. Again, little minor detail they have left out of that equation. So again, keep that in mind when you see about some of these wonderful products. Hydrogen is another one. They're selling a hydrogen. Well, you can get hydrogen very simply. You don't even have to buy a machine. You carbonate baking soda, it releases hydrogen as well into the system. But here's a drawback about hydrogen. Hydrogen is used by 6G frequencies and they get amplified in the body. When 6G hits your body, it releases the water from the fat cells, damaging the fat cells. Then what happens is, when the 6G uses the hydrogen, it acts as a superconductor. So it does more damage to the DNA. So when we're seeing all these things that they're propagating today, you have to tie everything to genetics and frequency. Okay, everything has to be tied to that, because this is what is you're exposed to. This is what is causing a lot of your problems. All these cancers that have come out over the years, in the last 40 or 50 years, they have all mutated because they've all have come from some other epigenetic factor that wasn't there before. Cancer cells that were being formed back in the early 1900s, they were treating with certain, just basic things as cream of tartar, baking soda, arginine, and vinegar. That cured all the cancers, pretty much. Okay, because cancer basically was, again, a toxin that caused mutations in the cells. So what this did was it neutralized the toxins or broke them down or flushed them out. And then the cells were able to regenerate and come back to normal. As time went on and the food supply became more and more tainted, with different factors and functions they put into the food, people then were getting cancers because of some other genetic issue. Okay, corn was GMO, the bread was GMO, their wheat and grain was GMO, their rice became GMO, you know, and so as a result, you had this disruption going on in the system. You weren't digesting properly. They actually put, there was a fly called a Hessian fly, and they fed it the GMO corn that to see what it would do. Now, the Hessian fly has the same type of digestive system that we have. It has an intestinal tract, has all kinds of things. So what winds up happening is when the fly ate that corn, its intestinal tract literally exploded. So all these problems that we had in the colon that has to do with any kind of itis, chloritis, enteritis, all these different leaky gut, has all come from glyphosate-loaded, pesticide-loaded, genetically engineered-loaded food. Again, they don't tell you this. I work in two nursing homes. I've been medical for 12 years. I've never been so sick than I have been last few weeks. How do I keep my residents from backshedding on me and putting the nano in me? It's been 3 weeks. I'm sick. I'm healthy and right. Eat right, exercise 4 times a week. Okay, lay off the exercise until you recover. That would be kind of counterproductive. If you're weak and your exercise is just going to make yourself weaker, take a break. Wearing an ionizer is going to be very key here. You already are loaded with nano. I don't care where you live. If you breathe the air, eat any food, drink any water, you've got nano in you. So that's just a matter of removing the nano, and we show you how to do that in my YouTube channels, BitChute channels, Rumble channels. So when we're looking at ionizers, we get a good one that has a good range and will put out a decent amount of power. I'm looking at one called Wien right now, W-E-I-N. It has a 50-foot and a 75-foot range, depending which one you get. I've got other ones that put about a 3-foot barrier around you. So if you're in constant contact with people and you have to touch them, make sure you wash your hands, and then maybe apply some kind of essential oil on your hand, like thyme, oregano, balsam fir, cinnamon, clove, savory, even lavender. You know, this again will help any kind of problem you may be running into. As long as you're in that field and you have to be around these people all the time, and if you're eating around these people all the time, your food is going to be shed on. Okay, it's already been shedded on just when you go to the grocery stores and you pick up stuff. So again, you may want to consume when you're at work, start using, bring some garlic with you or make a garlic extract with MSM. And then take a teaspoon of that, even though you may smell a little bit like garlic, or take the garlic and take an essential oil of peppermint with you. And then after you have your garlic, swab your mouth to neutralize the garlic. Tony, how can we use reverse osmosis water shower? Well, it depends on your setup. You can set up a reverse osmosis system where they got a water reserve for general use for showers, at least the ones I've seen up here anyway. You'd have to run maybe a separate hookup for a shower with that, and again a heater, but there are hookups and setups as far as I've seen anyway. I don't know how good they are, but for showering in that situation. So yeah, the shower filters only last you about three uses, and that's about it. That's why I don't really encourage them, because after the third one, you got to throw them away. They're loaded. Well, I shouldn't say that either. Depending on where you're at and how bad your water table is. If the water table is pretty bad, then you're only going to get about three day use. That's about it. That's about it. So the only other option, like I said, is to run a system in the system. Being a light is telling you it's almost impossible. See, I'm reading her code. I think she's drinking a little wine again. But it's almost impossible to out the RO system for a whole home. I've tried. So she's saying she's tried it. So she's got, iSpring has a heavy metal six stage filter system. Okay, there you go. You have to. You have to change it off. Okay. Yeah, you could have fooled us. We can see how you're typing here. You're missing a lot of misses. She's probably running it through intravenous. I bet it's not drinking, just intravenously pumping it in. So, well, I mean, we live in Ontario, so we're both getting hit with a lot of radiation from these radars. So, you know, sometimes drinking may take the edge off some of the issue. Let's get back to water. Okay. One of the things everybody should start stockpiling is water, distilled water. Okay. If the water table goes severely down, now I can't see it happening here in the Great Lakes, but anything's possible because I've seen a place in Minnesota where they had a lake. It was like a 30-foot deep lake. You can see they had a diving board there. And the lake bed was completely dry, completely dry. Now, I don't believe that had anything to do with global warming on any level. I think that's all bullshit. I think what happened was Nessie got over there and sucked the water dry out of the lake, and they either stored it underground in an underground bunker or they sent it over to China. But let's say the impossible happened in the Great Lakes in Michigan, around Michigan and Ontario, went dry or got down to such a point that they were only allowing you to have so much a day rationing. So when we're looking at water, it's important because all these fires going on along the planet is going to affect the ecosystem as well, plus the radiation from ground wave and satellite. Hi, Tony. My brother-in-law is experiencing hot flashes. Okay. What can he do about it? What is he eating? Soy, fenugreek, fennel, pomegranate juice, peas? Is he around any kind, using soybean oil or vegetable oil? Is he is he using any kind of soaps or chemicals in his hygiene? They're highly estrogenic. Because if he is, he's going to have to detox the estrogens out of the body. And he's going to have to start using more sulfur. It could be that too. People are asking, has he been injected? Has the bioweapon been inserted into him? You know. Oh, he's been injected. Well, ain't a whole lot can be done, to be honest with you. His DNA is now being twice, of course. All he can try at this stage is to try to clear out any estrogen, but if his DNA has been reprogrammed and they put in a testosterone shutting, you shut down his endocrine system in producing testosterone, then he's screwed. He is just screwed. Nothing can be done. The program is out to lunch. All I can suggest at this point is use things that have a high luteolin content and a high apigenin content and hope that might do something, and use things high in sulfur, onion and garlic. But if that doesn't work, he may have to go get testosterone shots. I don't know. You know, but like I said, if his DNA has been screwed, he's taken two jabs, to be honest with you, he's fucked. And that's sorry to say, but that's what it is. I'd have to look it up. I don't know for sure if that will what that really is. I mean, what you're giving me here doesn't tell me a whole lot. And I have to see how it's how it's working in the system, what it does, and how, you know, how it gets active. There's a lot you got to look at. Questions like this sometimes takes a little research to dig in. C8 or Gen X. I don't know. Gen X. Let me take a quick look here. Give me one second. Oh, great. Wow, this is a beauty. This is such a beauty. I'm just taking a quick scan here. Just give me one second. Well, it doesn't break down in nature that well. Causes cancer. Let's see here. I'd have to take a little bit of a more in-depth look at this to see how we know it causes cancer, we know it kills. Then what else is new? Again. So again, I'll have to, like I said, I'll have to do a little in-depth look at it. Sometimes, sometimes it's just a matter of what you use to neutralize. You got to figure out how to neutralize it. So you'd have to see if you can find some research on the thing you're talking about here, and see if how they neutralize it in a lab. Sometimes that'll give you a clue. Yo, Tony, you know any safe, quick way to raise testosterone levels? Yeah, get around the woman that you like. Usually works for me. What if you had unprotected fun with someone you found out after was jabbed? You know, these days I've done shows where I have said, if you're a male, keep it packed, and if you're a female, keep them crossed. Because in the fluids, they will have these components, and it will jump from person to person. That was the intent. The intent was to infect people and get them around each other so that it can jump either through the pores, through kissing, and through sharing a plate of food, having sex. So having fun is great and wonderful, and I'm all for a good romp in the hay if, again, the two people are connected, are together, and are not, you know, expanding their horizon, sharing their DNA. So if you've had that, you may want to consider either surging or spiking a charge through your body to disengage whatever may be happening. I don't know how long ago you've had this, but it may have already incubated and began. So this is worse than getting an STD. Okay, this is worse than getting an STD. If you're not going to be with a stable partner, seriously, and you're just going to jump in a sack, yeah, to feel the pack, then you may want to just take a gun to your head. It equates to almost the same thing. Okay, those days are done. Those days are done as far as you hopping here and hopping there. You're not a bunny rabbit. You're not cattle to be, you know, pedigreed out. Not today. If you're gonna have a romp in the hay, it better be with somebody that is. You should have. Why didn't you find out before you got involved? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, these are not okay. I'm one of these guys. I'm a pretty stupid bastard sometimes. I got to tell you, I'm one dumb bastard sometimes. I don't understand how people think when it comes to these things. They have told you pretty much, you know, they have told you that this is a gene editing program, not a vaccine. Did anybody read the literature on this? So if you know it is a, let me finish this and I'm going to talk to you on that topic as well. If we know these are gene editing programs, why would you even consider hopping in anybody's bones and going for any ride? Just a thought. Now, here's the option you're talking about. If I'm going to go out dating, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, have you been hopping around? Have you been, well, so do women. Women are doing the same thing. Don't just tie that to men. I really get into this whole men lie. So do women. You know, when people are desperate, they want to get laid, they're going to say whatever. Yeah, that's true. I understand that concept as well, about alcohol, not romping the hay, but you need to make a commitment with yourself. Number one, go get checked. See if there's any metabolite or biomarker inside your body indicating that you've been injected. First thing I'd be looking at. Second, keep them crossed. That's all I can tell you. Mine stays packed. It ain't going nowhere unless I got to pull it out to pee. That's about it, you know. If you need to relieve yourself, there are many mechanisms around that can help you do that. It does. I know it's not the same. I get that too. But, you know, it beats dying a horrific death of genetic damage. Now, you want to open up a dating service. You say men lie. I say women lie too. So, what's the first thing you're going to ask on an application? Have you got the jab? They say no. Then the second thing you're going to ask on that application, have you been, you know, expanding your sharing of your DNA with other people that have been jabbed? And you say yes, you tell the truth. Who's going to want to date you? Who's going to want to take the risk. What if you don't swallow? Oh, for crying out loud. You've been exposed, you understand. It's in the fluid. It's a protein. Okay, it's a protein. Yeah, if you had the spike and you got done, okay. I'll give you an example. Let's say I engage with somebody. They tell me, no, I've not touched nobody. I'm not, you know, I'm clean. I'm not jabbed. I haven't boinked nobody body. When I got done, all I'm going to do is give myself a spike or a surge to make sure that nothing is there. Okay. Well, you can drill a well. That's great, but how are you going to hide that? Once there's a water shortage, you don't think the government's going to come around and make sure that none of you are going to have water? Think about that. Think about that. If you're going to dig a well, you may as well dig the well, but make sure it's very well camouflaged, because I'm going to tell you something. The moment people find out you got a well, your house is going to get raided by either thugs and desperate people or the government. You know, good idea. Just make sure, you know, you're in a situation where you're in a situation that you can keep whatever in regarding to your own water. You can make it. You don't even need that. There's water harvesting things you can do as well. Okay. So, what do I think about DHEA? It may help some people. I know I can hardly use that stuff. If I use that stuff, I go into a roid rage with it about a half hour after. So, for most men, if they take DHEA, they got to take good levels of zinc with it and estrogen blockers, because it can screw up your balance. I prefer pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is a lot milder and it converts to DHA. So I think that's in my humble opinion, way better, because then the body will convert what it needs. If you take DHA straight, it can be too much. So again, depending on how you're using it and what you're combining it with. So, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a better idea. You know, I was just trying to make a point. Just making a point. You have a dating service and, you know, you fill out a questionnaire and someone says, no, I haven't been jabbed, and no, I haven't been boinking around. You know, that's going to be pretty hard to do. So if they whip out a COVID card at one place, they're not going to do it again the next time round, right? So the only way you can do is go and get a blood analysis together. Everybody can see what's up and down, and away you go. Then you know for sure. Well, it's a lot more, I think, accurate. But like today, it's a whole different world we're living in. Completely different world. Swallow what? Oh, come on. No, zapping the guy isn't going to help. If a guy's been jabbed, okay, his DNA's been changed, especially after the second one. You can shock him all you want to. All you're going to do then is make it spread faster in his body. You're the one that was receiving the DNA, and then you exchange your DNA with his DNA. So the one that needs to be shocked now is you, since you didn't have a jab. You can't do nothing with the ones that have been jabbed. You know. Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, that works. Yeah, Berkey's are about, they're like a last resort, to be honest. They're not that good a filter. There's a lot that they don't filter. So, yep. Well, yeah, well, tame is a relative term. Tame is a relative term. No, I'm not starting a dating app. No, that's just a headache. No. Do you recommend ivermectin? Do I recommend it? No. I mean, if I need it, if there's other ways you can deal with things, why not just incorporate more zinc, copper, manganese, vitamin C, sulfur in your system? Why take a... That is an antibiotic. You understand that, right? That can have a disruptive effect on the gut. There's a reason why they don't pump up antibiotics, because it can affect the genetic code of your DNA of your intestinal tract. So if you're going to be taking, why would you take that at all? Why not just take things that actually work with your body? You know, you did. You said you take DHEA and you're relatively tame. Yeah, same thing. That's what I mean. Yeah, you don't want to be taking a drug. The only time you should be taking a drug, really, if nothing else is really working, and that's like a last resort measure, not the first thing you run to. Any kind of chloride will keep your immune system boosted. Zinc chloride, copper chloride, magnesium chloride, potassium chloride, calcium, they all will help, again, keep your system up and running. Sodium chloride. Any kind of thiol, a sulfur-based alcohol, or alcohol-based sulfur, will also help in keeping your immune system up. High dose of vitamin C. You know, are you taking at least 5 grams a day minimal? You know, are you using things like lauricidin? Are you using essential oils? If you're using these things, you won't even need the ivermectin. You know, the whole time this has been going on, I've never gotten anything. So, sodium thiosulfate is not necessarily a better option. That's a better option to remove any kind of excess debris in the body, or radiation, or cyanide, or any other component, even nano. But I wouldn't be using that all the time either, unless you're really in a very highly toxic environment that you may need to do that maybe once a month or once every couple months. There are other things you want to use as fortifiers or support for the immune function. So if something does hit your body, then your body's able to fight it better because it has reinforcements to help us to support it in the fight. These are things, again, you know, you have to start thinking in regarding to why you're doing what you're doing. You know, it's what it boils down to. I'm not taking something because I'm sick. I'm taking something so I don't get sick. You know, so again, when you're looking like, when you're thinking in terms of as prevention over cure, prevention is the way to go. Is desalination of seawater a practical option? And using water collected in a dehumidifier. Yeah, I would use it. I would collect the water in a dehumidifier and then run it through a filter just to make sure there's no particulate that may have gotten in there. And desalination, I don't think you have much choice. Unless I'm going to use the salt water for conducting electricity, I would remove the salt. Yeah. And if you remove the salt, you can then use the salt for other things. You know. So again, remember, whatever you're doing is going to be based a lot on the environment and its effect on you. So when you're dealing with stuff and you're in specific environments, then you got to start thinking, what's in this environment that can cause me problems? What's in the food supply that can cause me problems? You know, no comment on nicotine. Somebody asked you, okay, nicotine. What about nicotine? What do you want to know about nicotine? You know, You want to know if I'm against it, for it? What? Nicotine, I think, is good. Yeah, they want us eating bugs. They want a lot of things. But, you don't, you know, it's what they want. It's what they want, what they get are two different things. Okay, nicotine is actually a benefit to the body because it's actually a form of B3. And if you're using it in tobacco, as long as the tobacco hasn't been sprayed or with pesticides and things, it can have benefits. You can actually make a tea out of it. When you light up a tobacco leaf that hasn't been sprayed, and you light it up, what winds up happening is the nicotine in the leaf becomes codeine. Okay? Codeine will then convert into a remedy for the brain and helps regenerate and reboots the brain. And makes the connections of the brain far better. So nicotine is also, if you extract nicotine, you can actually use it as a pesticide for spraying plants. You just got to be careful with that because it can kill bees as well. So all these nicotinamides that they're using in the pesticides, that's all nicotine derived. Just so you know. Organ meats you don't want to be eating today, and you don't want to be eating any kind of bottom feeder either. Not today. Organ meats are where all the nano and all the garbage is filtered and kept, and oysters and things like that are also garbage waste collectors. So today, you know, there's other things you can use. You don't need to use those. Yeah, organ meat is garbage. You know, I wouldn't eat it, not today. And I don't need that for my libido. Okay. Well, the nicotine gum may have reconnected the brain. So that's possible. We may have gotten the same results if he had just used vitamin B3. So that's another thing you can try. Well, if they're on the bottom of any bed of water, between the nano in the water, the shit in the water, the pollution they're putting in the water, they collect all that. So it's not something you want to really consume, unless you want your liver to be toxic. You know, I don't need. There's other ways to help the libido. Let's just put it that way. I had COVID December 2009, still don't have any smell back. 100% worries me because it's a cranial nerve. I'm unvaccinated, took ivermectin after I had stomach ulcers and gallstones. Well, again, it's an antibiotic. Have you tried using glutamine for the gut, or even MSM or quercetin? And what I mean by using them, I don't mean just taking them once a day. Using them every couple hours to repair and regenerate the lining and the colon, gut, and esophagus. And as far as the sense of smell goes, okay, the guy up there just saying that they use nicotine. Go get some B3. Get some niacin. 100 milligram or 50 milligrams, and try using that to see if that will help in regarding to the nerve, and start using also wheat germ oil, a teaspoon several times a day, and see if that will help. So okay. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of things too that are affecting us today, a lot of it is environmental as well. So sometimes it's a combination of factors too. Oh, really? There we go. So here we are. Look at that. We've got 1 hour and 14 minutes. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Alrighty. So, okay, start thinking. Look at those maps I sent. start paying attention to our environment overall, because again, it's going to be very important that you do. We're not going to get all this the stuff on the news, okay? And by the time you get the news, a lot of things will have happened. And why are you taking that much? Okay, I take 500 milligrams of niacin every day, the flesh kind. Is that safe? Why are you using so much? Sun radiation. I don't even know if we have any sun. I don't think the radiation of the sun is the problem. I think what we're seeing is what we're seeing right now is the effect of the sun hitting the chemtrails, which are creating a amplification of whatever photons the sun is hitting. It's actually impacting us through that. So whether that's the sun or not, or some sort of solar reflector, I don't know either. Sun simulator in effect. So if it's a sun simulator, the way I tell people you can tell if it's the sun or not is when you're outside and you're in the sun, your skin will heat up, but your inside stays relatively the same temperature. If you're outside and you heat up and you come inside where it's cooler and your body on the inside is still burning, then you've been microwaved. So some say aliens are draining the sun. Well, maybe. Maybe. The radiation is a big thing today, more than ever. Okay, Russia had assaulted a nuclear plant in Ukraine, and now they're making a big stink about it. Another distraction. So again, pay attention. Shungite. Okay, you want to talk shungite? That's carbon C60. Never wear it. Don't put it on your skin. Don't drink any water from it. It will actually load you up with the carbon C60. If you're going to use shungite, it better be in big chunks and around your property, not on you. Because that's how they'll get the carbon C60 in you. Shungite is basically a no-no for internal use. Have you seen any movies that you recommend? I saw one called The New World Order. It'll give you a good idea of how much data is out there today in regarding to the whole New World Order, and how it literally drove somebody mad to see that the reality that we have today has all been fabricated. Basically, we're seeing a stage. Is the Earth flat or irrelevant because we are in a simulation? Is there a firmament? It all depends who you talk to. I think it's flat. I think it's flat for a lot of reasons, but the Bible says God sits above the circle of the earth. So if that's the case, the earth's a pizza. It's a big round circle. And there's another verse there that says that angels held back the winds from the four corners of the earth. Well, there's an old map where it shows you the actual landmass of the planet inside of a pizza, and it was like a square. So I think it is too. And again, we've never had any real pictures of the planet. So so what are they hiding? Number one. So are we in a simulation? I think we are, to some level. We're definitely in a stage. Is there a firmament? Well, the Bible says there is. They have fired missiles at the firmament, and all they've done is bounce. So based on what I see, we've never made it to the moon, especially that ship that they had in 1969. That was all a prop. That was a Hollywood prop. When Because there'd be no, if what they tell us is true, that beyond the firmament is a radioactive belt. If that's the case, that prop would not have survived the radiation that it would have been exposed to. It would have been turned to slag. And based on the Russian experiments that they did with a rocket ship that was lead-lined, that hit the firmament, and then when it re-entered the when it re-entered back into the atmosphere, they broke off the tip of the rocket. The test subject they had in there was either a dog or a monkey, was completely irradiated, destroyed. So I don't think they ever went there either. No. And the Chinese haven't gone to the moon either. That's another pile of bullshit too. That's again to again another staged event for the Chinese people. So yeah. So what do you think of the intermittent fasting? Well, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, it's good. Bible tells you to fast. When you fast, this is what one of the things that happens when you fast. When you fast, your body goes into a rest mode. And it goes into a starvation mode. So what it does then, it goes out inside you and will feed on whatever debris and shit you have inside. So once it breaks all that down and uses that all up, the body goes into a complete total rest mode. And it functions. And, you know, and depending on how long you fast. So the only thing I always tell people is just drink a little distilled water to help move things along and get things out. But as a whole, and then while you're fasting, you also have growth hormone release that you have as well. So you go into a regenerative stage as well with it all. So definitely it's all positive. In fact, a lot of diseases are cured today by having people going on a prolonged fast. Because when you, okay, let's say you have an injury of some kind, or you got some kind of infirmary, when you fast, the body then spends all its attention on repairing, you know. And a lot of times after you get done fasting, you break the fast, when you come back, you don't feel like eating the same things again. So it has a lot of benefit, really. I personally don't see a problem with it, you know. If you're sensible and you're not, you know, being goofy, you should be okay. What is your current opinion on pure gum pine spirits? Well, I don't see a problem taking it internally. It's just an essential oil that he's just making with a resin or an extraction of a resin. It's turpentine primarily. I leave that up to people. Make their own decision how to use it. I don't feel the need. You need to take it all the time, but you can if you want to, I suppose. If you're doing it dry, I was using L-pinene and B-pinene for a while to help again with moving things, and I'll take a break. So again, I leave that up to each individual and depending on what you're dealing with. So it has a lot of benefit. So again. Depending on what you're using it for. I mean, that's where you should be coming from. What am I using it for? You know, like I said, there's about 10,000, 20,000 products in the industry today, and every one of them has something good to say about them. But do you need them? Do you need them? See, you can go and get an essential oil like a balsam fir or a spruce or a pine or Siberian fir, and they are all a form of turpentine. And you put a couple drops in your coffee every day if you need to. So there are things you can do as well, you know, with that. So again, What are you using it for? Yeah. It'll knock out parasites. It can take out cancers. It can open up blockages in the blood vessels. It can remove gangrene. A lot of good things it does. So it has a lot of benefit. A lot of benefit. So, all right. Cream is good. That's true. And coffee is good. That's true. But sometimes you put two good things together and they have a neutralizing effect. So you don't want to put cream in the coffee because it can shut down some of the antioxidant profile of the coffee. So again, I don't encourage people to drink coffee because of the fact that it will neutralize it. The Brits were the ones that began this whole concept of putting cream with tea. And because they didn't like the tannic acid in the tea, but the tannic acid is a very key component in activating the other antioxidants in the tea. So, coffee is the same thing. Coffee has a lot of anti-cancer properties to it, but again, you put the cream to it and it neutralizes those effects. So that's why I say don't use it. You know, add a little maple syrup to it, or birch, if you're in Ireland, birch tree syrup to it. It's good going down. Tony, are you ever going to host a retreat one day? No. No. Look at everybody this way. I can never say no permanently because, you know, nothing is that. Everything's in transience. But as of right now, no. Do you have a form of making grease or deodorant? Why not just use essential oils for deodorant? Pretty simple. Put one or two drops on your hands and just swab your pits. Away you go. By using cream, I have no problem people drinking cream. I like cream too. I like the 35% cream. I actually like the 55% sheep cream, you know, but I drink it straight. I prefer just straight cream, you know. That with a chaser of brandy, that works really well. Tony, what do you put in your coffee? You grind your own? No. Do you prefer light, medium, or dark roast? I usually go with a dark roast. What do I do for coffee? My coffee usually has in it maple syrup, collagen, zinc chloride, copper chloride. What else? And sometimes an essential oil. So in the morning, my coffee has protein in it. It isn't going to block its effect. Sometimes I add creatine to the coffee. Then I'll add... maybe I'll add lysine with it, but I don't put any milk or cream products in my coffee. Like I said, if I want cream, I'll go get a 35% cream and chug it back. I don't do that too often because I get addicted to that real quick and I can wind up being 10,000 pounds. And the coffee I use sometimes just straight instant. I don't see any point sometimes to grinding it. The instant works well too. You staying in Canada, Tony? Right now I'm staying in Canada. Yeah, this is my home. This is where I built everything. It's like I don't really want to leave Canada. I've lived here now most of my life. So, and I've done everything here. So, and I've established myself here. If I'm forced to leave this country, I will do it reluctantly. But if that's the case, then I'll do it. I put ghee in mine and maple syrup. Okay, that's not a problem. As long as the ghee is just the oil. There you go. Saw that too. Hello, Tony. I currently make your iodine that you showed some time ago from your tube. As long as I follow your instructions, I'm good to go. Oh, yeah, easy. You can go up even higher if you want to. If you're sick, I've had people take up to 20 drops 3 times a day, but I also have them take selenium. And I know. I know. selenium with it and do it only. You can go up 3-6 drops a day is great. What do you think of Moringa? Not much. I think the Moringa is being over-harvested, so a lot of the properties that it once had, I don't think is of any value anymore. Is it safe to eat apricot seeds? Sure, why not? Apple seeds might be better, provided they're coming from an apple. Apple seeds are stronger for the cyanide content, but you got to make sure the apples are not being sprayed. Okay. There you go. We got going on here. The Irish sea moss is a natural form of iodine. There's an old formula I used to give my kid way back in the day when I had kids. I gave him Irish moss, Iceland moss, and hyssop. And I gave him that for a year, made him drink it as iced tea during the summer. Actually, he would ask me for it if he didn't have it. And the following year, he got a cold once, lasted 3 days, and that was the end of it. Prior to that, he'd get a cold, last 2 weeks, get another cold. I said, I've had enough of this. And so looked it up, the formula, used it, and I've always given that to people because it works really well. So, yeah, Irish moss is good. Okay, if they make it into a carrageenan, a meaning of life, eh? If they make it into a carrageenan, that's where it can become a problem. What we got here? where we at? Okay, I think I'm going to wind this down. I think you guys got enough for thought there. Thanks for coming in. We hit 48 people today. I got to figure out how to do this invite better. But anyhow, what's carrageenan? They use it as a preservative in some components. It's it's like a gelatinous material that they'll use in order to keep things solid or preserved. But it can cause perforations in the intestinal tract. But if you're just taking the Irish moss, making a tea with it, or eating it, you're good to go. All righty, we got 5 new messages. Let's see what else we got here. Bring the last question. Great stream. Love you, Tony. Chaga is good for animal cancer. Yes. Chaga is one of the best things. I've given that to a cat with cancer, and it saved its life. Thoughts on deer antler velvet powder? That's a crapshoot. Some people benefit, some don't. I got one guy that benefits out of it, but he's, I think, 1 out of 100. It does have other properties as far as collagen and connective tissue repair. But as far as the sex stuff that they tell you about it, oh, well, that's a flip of a coin. All righty. I always sell buckets to the United States. A lot of people in the U.S. buy my buckets, so sure, I sell them. All right. Need a bucket? If you need to get a hold of me, here, I'll give you my email. Hold on. Go in. All righty, there's my email. Again, feel free to get a hold of me. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. I will, again, post this show so everybody else can have a chance to listen to it. And I'll try to figure this stupid thing out yet. All right, so until the next segment, to your health, take care.